USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former governor of Illinois Rod Blagojevich, who was sentenced in 2011 to 14 years behind bars for trying to sell former President Obama's Senate seat, has had his sentence commuted by President Trump. Also a one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant, Blagojevich was released from prison yesterday and spoke with reporters at the Denver International Airport, saying he was railroaded by prosecutors.
There are a lot of communities in America that know what this has been like, to be able to be persecuted and railroaded by a corrupt and frankly racist criminal justice system.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, who pleaded guilty in 2009 to tax fraud and lying to the government. He'd been released from prison in 2013. A Justice Department spokesperson denying reports that Attorney General Bill Barr is considering resigning over the president's tweets about the department. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for its content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who's now a free man. Blagojevich had been sentenced in late 2011 to 14 years in prison on charges of extortion and corruption. He'd been a contestant on Trump's reality TV show, Celebrity Apprentice. Following his release overnight, he told reporters,
like I said, profoundly grateful. He's got obviously a big fan in me. And if you're asking me what my party affiliation is, I'm a Trumpocrat.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Carrick, who pleaded guilty to felony charges involving tax fraud and making false statements to federal investigators. Carrick served about 3 years in prison. More rains in the forecast for parts of the South already hit hard by flooding. Another 5 inches of rain possible this week in areas that have already seen up to 7 inches in the past 10 days. They say the hardest hit areas could be eastern Louisiana to west Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In some economic news, U.S. producer prices are rising. The Labor Department saying that the 0.5% increase in the producer price index last month is the biggest since October 2018, and also much higher than what economists were expecting, which was just 0.1%. The price index also rose 2.1% in the 12 months up to January. Details have been released of a springtime tradition inside the Beltway. The 99th Annual White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday evening, April 25th, will feature Saturday Night Live's Kenan Thompson as its host and comedian Hasan Minhaj as the featured entertainer. It marks a bit of a U-turn for the White House Correspondents' Association, which last year tried to strike a more serious tone by inviting a historian to deliver a keynote address. That was after some sharp criticism of the 2018 performance of comedian Michelle Wolf, whose jokes were largely at the expense of a lot of women in the Trump administration.
It's like that old saying, if a tree falls in the woods, how do we get Kellyanne under that tree?
No word yet from the White House on whether President Trump will attend the event this year. He has broken a long-standing tradition by not attending the event since he was elected. And NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is alert and able to speak and in good spirits, according to his family, though still in serious condition after a fiery crash at the end of the Daytona 500. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.